Fine. Carrot produced a three-tined garden fork and walked round to the cart, which dripped.
Tell him nothing about that,
said the gnoll quickly. Yes, said Carrot, fork poised.
Didn't know nothing about it in the sweet shop in Money Trip Lane.
The one with the rooms to let sign?
Right.
Well done. Thank you for being a good citizen, said Carrot. Incidentally, we passed a dead seagull on the way here. It's in Brewer Street. I bet if you hurried, you could beat the rush.
Hut diggity,
snuffled the gnoll. The cart started to judder forward. The watchman watched it lurch and scrape around the corner. They're good fellows at heart, said Carrot. I think it says a lot for the spirit of tolerance in this city that even gnolls can call it home. They turn my stomach, said Angua as they set off again. That one had plants growing on him. Mr. Vimes says we ought to do something for them, said Carrot. All heart, that man. With a flamethrower, he says. Wouldn't work. Too soggy. Has anyone ever really found out what they eat? It's better to think of them as cleaners. You certainly don't see as much rubbish and dead animals on the streets as you used to. Yes, but have you ever seen a gnoll with a brush and a shovel? Well, that's society for you, I'm afraid, said Carrot. Everything is dumped on the people below until you find someone who's prepared to eat it. That's what Mr. Vimes says. Yes, said Angua. They walked in silence for a while, and then she said, You care a lot about what Mr. Vimes says, don't you? He is a fine officer and an example to us all. And you've never thought of getting a job in Quirm or somewhere, have you? The other cities are headhunting Ankh-Morpork watchmen now. What? Leave Ankh-Morpork? The tone of voice included the answer. No, I suppose not, said Angua sadly. Anyway, I don't know what Mr. Vimes would do without me running around all the time.
It's a point of view, certainly, said Angua.
It wasn't far to Money Trap Lane. It was in a ghetto of what Lord Rust would probably call skilled artisans, the people too low down the social scale to be movers and shakers, but slightly too high to be easily moved or shook. The sanders and polishers, generally. The people who hadn't got very much but were proud even of that. There were little clues, shiny house numbers, for a start, and on the walls of houses that were effectively just one long continuous row, after centuries of building and inbuilding, very careful boundaries in the paint where people had brushed up to the very border of their property and not a gnat's blink to each side. Carrot always said it showed the people were the kind who instinctively realised that civilization was based on a shared respect for ownership. Angua thought they were just tight little bastards who'd sell you the time of day. Carrot walked noiselessly down the alley beside the sweet shop. There was a rough wooden staircase going up to the first floor. He pointed silently to the midden below it. It seemed to consist almost entirely of bottles. Big drinker? Angua mouthed. Carrot shook his head. She crouched down and looked at the labels, but her nose was already giving her a hint. Dibbler's homeopathic shampoo. Mir and Stingbat's herbal wash. With herbs. Rinse and run scalp tonic. With extra herbs. There were others. Herbs, she thought. Chuck a handful of weeds in the pot and you've got herbs. Carrot was starting up the stairs when she put her hand on his shoulder. There was another smell. It was the one that drove through all the other scents of the streets like a spear. It was one that a werewolf's nose is particularly attuned to. He nodded and went carefully to the door. Then he pointed down. There was a stain under the gap. Carrot drew his sword and kicked the door open. Daceyville Slopes hadn't taken his condition lightly. Bottles of all shapes and colours occupied most flat surfaces, giving testimony to the alchemist's art and humanity's optimism. The suds of his latest experiment were still in a bowl on the table, and his body on the floor had a towel around his neck. The watchman looked down at it. Snowy had cleaned, washed, and gone. I think we can say life is extinct, said Carrot. Yuck, said Angua. She grabbed the open shampoo bottle and sniffed deeply. The sickly scent of marinated herbs assailed her sinuses, but anything was better than the sharp, beguiling smell of blood. I wonder where his head is at, said Carrot, in a determinedly matter-of-fact voice. Oh, it's rolled over there. What's the horrible smell? This, Angua flourished the shampoo. $4 a bottle, it says. Shh. Angua took another deep sniff at the herbal goo, to drown out the call of the wolf.